Welcome to the Militant Grind Show, where we dive deep into the journeys of those who've mastered the art of being their best selves. Every episode is a testament to resilience, dedication, and the pursuit of excellence, embodying our tagline, the most honorables. Here you'll find inspiration, insights, and strategies to elevate your life in every aspect. For more empowering content and to join our community of achievers, visit us at militantgrind.com. Let's embark on this journey together because the grind never stops. Are you ready for a radical transformation? Join the ranks of the most honorables. Our proven methods forge resilience, sharpen strategic thinking, and unlock your true potential. We'll challenge you mentally, physically, and spiritually, preparing you to overcome any obstacle. Visit militantgrindacademy.com and begin your evolution. Greatness awaits. Forge your path. Ignite your future. Most of all, join the movement.
Join us as we welcome Chris Caravusanos, a coach specializing in mindset, nutrition, and muscle building. Overcoming his struggles with depression and self-doubt, Chris mastered a life-changing daily process to control his well-being and outcomes. He's here to share his journey from stagnation to empowerment, offering insights on overcoming personal barriers to become your best self. Dive into this episode for transformative strategies and inspiration from Chris's own breakthrough. Chris, how are you today, sir?
Doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Happy to be here and serve the audience.
Oh, man, thank you for actually coming on the show, man. It's definitely a pleasure. We're all about mental health, wellness, and stories about resilience and perseverance. So this will actually be great. So, Chris, where are you from?
Long Island, New York. Okay. It's cold.
Yeah, you got on the tank top, so I wasn't aware. You could be in Florida, anywhere.
I wish. We work in there, though.
You grew up out there?
Yep, born and raised, been here my whole life. I love the warmer weather, though. That's my thing. Who knows? Maybe in the future we'll end up there. But yeah, born and raised.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. So how was life growing up for you?
So I was someone that is very skinny. I always struggled with my confidence and self-esteem. And I played baseball from the age of 4 up until the age to about 17, 18 years old. From the ages of 16 years old, that's when it started to be like, I discovered fitness at 16. And that was also the time where I fell in love with fitness, because that was my outlet to really find myself and let out this energy that I had. And because I struggled with self-confidence, I had an inability to speak up for myself and to make decisions for myself that were best for me, like leaving baseball and going into personal training, which was what I really wanted to do. But that was something I always struggled with, was my inability to speak up for myself. So I found myself in crowds of people that I did not belong in. Like, we were in high school growing up, I was involved with people that were getting into trouble, robbing stores. I personally was not robbing stores, but people that I was chilling with were doing shit like that. And when we hang out, we would just drink alcohol and just waste our lives. And deep down, I was like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. What am I doing with my life? And I actually had a breaking point where I was passed out drunk on someone's lawn, and my friends dipped. They left me there. Mm-hmm. I woke up and I was like, what the hell am I even doing here? I remember still being intoxicated and having tears run down my face with no recollection of where I was or how to get home. And I remember my brother finding me. I was walking in the complete opposite direction of my house. And he was like, Chris, is that you? And my brother's name is Peter. I was like, Pete, I'm sorry, man. I fucked up. And I was like, the number one feeling that I had was just shame embarrassment in front of my brother, my family. People thought I died. My friends apparently lost. I had people call on my phone, like, where are you? Because I was out, and apparently they didn't know where I was, apparently. But from that point on, I was like, I got to build myself into a confident man, someone that I'm proud of. And that's all I needed. because I really didn't have a role model that I could go by, at least that I knew in person. Because we see guys, I used to follow Rich Piana, bodybuilder, Elliot Hulse, another one, another mentor of mine that I followed. But in terms of who I know in real life, physically, there was no one like that. So I was bound to just make these stupid mistakes because I wasn't the individual that I admired. So I had to build that individual with not just working out, but everything across the board. My habits, getting up early, workouts, nutrition, hitting my macros to a T every day. If you guys go on my Instagram page, every single day you will see on my story, I get up early, I do my reading and reflection. So I'm currently reading Art of Living by Epictetus. Floods my brain with positive messages. After that, I hit the gym. After I do that, I'm ready to serve people because I've built myself up with those wins. And now I'm confident in myself, and now I could give that to other people. And I feel like that, like the actions, not just reading things and talking about things and all being in your head, but doing the shit that you said you're going to do. Straight up, that's what changed my life the most, was the actions that I put in place to become that individual that was just weak, that wanted to stand up for himself but couldn't, but started to act his way into the man that he's proud of.
Man, I know exactly what you mean. I often talk about that. Like, I wasn't around people that I wanted to be like. And that was one of the hardest things ever, because you're starting from scratch. You're going to make mistakes. You don't have no guidance. You have no one you could pull information from besides whatever these people are telling you on the internet. And that could be all fluff. Like, that could be just enough for them to just get you to believe in them. But some of it isn't the real deal.
100%.
Yeah.
And this market is flooded with that, man. My first mentor was, I had a guy who was showing me how to build my online coaching business. And he was just so geared on making money. And I was like, okay, but I don't feel good. Like, I'm not myself, and I'm not so good. Obviously, I want to make a living, but who do I have to be? Because I'm not happy with who I am, because I'm not counting my calories or paying attention to my macros. I'm still having my vices of overeating, getting addicted to fast food, drinking alcohol whenever I feel like it. Like, I'm still a bitch at a core level. So I don't feel like the person that should even be on here doing this. And right. That's the problem, is you, just like you're saying, like, anybody could start an Instagram page and start marketing themselves as this and that. But that's why I also feel like it's so good to just document what I do, because I believe a man is what he does, not what he says he's going to do. Document what I'm doing every day so that you could see how I'm changing my life every day, because it has to be done every day, right? We're never at that point. Marcus Aurelius says, straight, not straightened. Every single day, we have to straighten ourselves to be in alignment, because every day we're going to have to course correct, right? Because we're never going to just be straight. Like, we have to course correct and make ourselves on the path every day.
Man, that is so true. Very true. Because you have to basically, if you're a moral type of person, you have to feel worthy of even teaching people. Like, who am I to tell people where they should be? And I often felt that way because, man, I don't want to be an imposter. I want to make sure that I'm good within first before I try to attract other people and get them to do things. And that's very important, especially when it comes to, I feel like online coaches is like a thing now. It's a flooded market, but then it's just, you have to be something in order to successfully do that business.
That's it. Yeah. That's all I did. And my boy hit me up yesterday. I just signed him up for 6 months, and he was like, dude, I knew I work out, I'm in okay shape, but I just want to take my fitness to the next level, and you're the guy. All because he sees me living it every day. I've dedicated my life to this, and I can't. What's crazy is, once you are in the beginning, it's hard to start at first. But as you continue along this personal development, you can't stop. It's actually easier to keep going, and it's even harder to stop because it feels so good, because you're prioritizing yourself. And that's the point we're at right now. So that's why people be like, how do you stay motivated to eat on your diet, this and that? I'm like, because I've been doing this shit for like over a year now.
Yeah.
And this is my life, and I enjoy it. If I can't, what you're doing is actually fucked up to me. I can't go back to that. Things that I used to do that were normal are just insanely unhealthy. And that's a true sign of growth. Things that you used to do that were bad for you, you look back and you're like, oh my God, that was considered normal for me. That's crazy.
You want to know what's even crazier, right? Is say you see people eating those foods or whatever, and you're counting your macros, and then you have a relapse. You're like, you know what, man, today I just want a double cheeseburger, chili cheese fries, and a milkshake. Okay, cool. I'm craving it. It's only one time. And then you eat that stuff and you drink the milkshake, and you are going to feel terrible after that. It's, oh my God, my stomach hurts. I'm in pain. I don't feel right. My head is foggy. It's just, man, there's no way I could even go back because I feel horrible. Like my body is, well, what are you doing to me? And so when people say, oh man, you don't do this because I've been on this for, man, oh my God, like 20 plus years. So they're like, you don't drink, you don't do this, you don't do that. I'm like, it's easy to not do it because it doesn't really serve me. It doesn't serve me the same place that it serves you. So it doesn't make sense for me to do it. I don't know what joy you're getting from being drunk, falling all over the place, waking up with a headache. You know, all of that stuff is, I have no idea what joy you get from that, but I don't want it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's horrible, man. Like I wouldn't say I had a drinking problem, but when I used to drink, I'll turn into a totally different person, bro. Like it was scary. Like I would put my life on the line and be aggressive. And it's, man, what? Who is this guy? And it's, if I don't like this person, why am I putting myself in the position to steadily become this person over and over again?
100%. That same person that's doing those things that wakes up and says, yeah, I want a Big Mac and a milkshake. They hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the drug addict, just like the person that is drinking alcohol and can't get away from the drink. The base issue is they have an inability to face their own pain, face their own discomfort. The person that loves eating a bunch of food all at once, they don't love food. They love how they feel when they're eating the food. It's an escape. When you drink alcohol, it's an escape. It gets you out of that state. So the real thing is you have to face the man that you currently are, and you have to call yourself a bitch. And that's what I did. Every single time, I'm like, my feelings don't matter. And I treat it like a fucking game. I'm like, oh, I'm craving food today? Nope, this is my test. I'm going to show you that I am not that individual. Because my thing is food. Mm-hmm. I love to eat. I love to eat, especially at night. I'll get these cravings. And I'm like, oh, we got to build you up, baby. Oh. So when I have that craving.
That's in your culture, bro. You're Italian. So it's like, that's like.
Oh, God. Bro, and I'm surrounded by it. We got shit in our house. And I'm like, nope, I ain't doing it. I ain't cracking. You're not going to get me. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not gonna crack. Man, now I saw something, a viral video on Instagram, and it showed like an Italian Thanksgiving. And it was like a guy talking about the food, and he was moving too slowly. It was like, get the fuck out of here. Okay, we have this. And yeah. Every black person that I know was sharing that. And they were like, oh my God, I want to go to an Italian Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because it was, bro, it was crazy. Bro, it was, I was like, how did they have all of this food? It was like everything you could imagine. We only have 5-6 things. It was probably like 25 trays of different food.
And you know what? When you first start, I only share what's worked for me. Mm-hmm. I love to eat like that. But when I first get some, like when you guys are watching this and you're like, all right, I'm ready to start, Chris, let's go. When you come into my program, I'm going to discipline the shit out of you in the first 30 days. We got to get you disciplined and keeping your word with yourself first. Once we do, that's when you can start to have steak instead of chicken. You can start to substitute more foods.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I'm going to give you the list. There's going to be foods with lean proteins that you just got to hit. Because what are we doing when we do that? We're getting rid of the inability for you to control yourself. The inability for you to face yourself. Just like we were saying earlier, you guys have an inability to sit with your pain. You can't. You escape. Every time you're faced with that temptation, the craving, whatever it is for you, food, drugs, doesn't matter what it is. You have an inability to sit with that. We got to get you to the point where you can be like, I'm going to stay right where I am, and I'm going to bust out some burpees, some push-ups, and elevate past it. Once we get you doing that, then guess what? Now you can start to do other things. I'll have guys get so fucking lean. I'll introduce more carbs. I'll be like, go eat a fucking pizza. Now that we got your body fat super low, they'll eat a pizza. Their veins will be busting through the skin because their body fat is so low.
Mm-hmm.
If most people do that now, you're going to look like a bloated mess because you already have too much body fat. There's a certain way you got to do it. But there's a time and place for it. I'm not just like chicken and rice all fucking day. Like, that's not how it is. So I just wanted to clarify that because there is a time and place for it, but you got to have the discipline first.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I used to fast for Ramadan, so I have like extreme discipline myself. I didn't grow up eating junk and stuff like that, so it's hard for me to connect because my parents are super healthy. We always on a strict diet. I didn't even eat a steak until I was a teenager, 20 or something like that. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, we only had chicken, beef, and turkey and fish. No, chicken, turkey, and fish. That's it. But we weren't eating beef. It was like all healthy stuff all year round, Trader Joe's all my life. So sometimes it's hard for me to connect with people that aren't as disciplined because I like grew up like that. Hence the name of the show, Militant Grind, you know?
What's funny is I was so scared of doing a cut. Like right now, I'm still on a cut. Mm-hmm. I lost 17 pounds in 6 weeks, 25 pounds in 5 months.
How much did you weigh before?
Bro, I was 187. I'm 166 now.
Damn. That's a lot of weight to lose for a cut, man. Sheesh.
I was averaging like two pounds a week. So 2.5 pounds a week. It happens right when you get your macros right. It happens pretty quickly.
Yeah.
When I was doing that, there was times where I was very hungry. But then I had to go because in my program, I do coaching calls with my clients where I get on the phone. We do a Zoom call like this. We do like a Q&A. And my ability to think clearly and be in touch with my soul and just be able to articulate was insane because I was so low with my food and my calories.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that mental clarity. Like, I totally respect that because I've experienced that. That's huge. And yeah. I love that. When someone says it, I'm like, I know what you mean. Because I never really experienced that because I was like, I'm not going to cut. I don't want to get small. But it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Me personally, I don't want it. I'm doing that now, but I absolutely hate it because I'm not trying to get under 200 pounds. And I like got on the scale today and I was at like 200 exactly. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to be like 195. But the way I look is I know it's going to be crazy because I have a lot of muscle.
You're built, bro. Just, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty swole. But then this once, man, I was just like, I just like that rough feeling because when you're doing a cut, you can't work out the same. Everything is just different. You can't put too much output. I couldn't push as much weight, but when I was carving up, oh my God, it was lovely.
Oh yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah. Dude,
I
the feel bulking like I've season gained more is muscle. My favorite. You said what?
I feel like I've gained more muscle though. Like I feel like I've gained more muscle on my cut. Everything went to the right places. Like aesthetically, I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah.
I love just having my veins pressed against my skin and just having no weak points when you like take a video or take a selfie or something. You're just like, damn, I got fucking cuts over here. I got a vein over here. Like, I love that.
Yeah, because I looked at some pictures of me last year when I was doing the cut. I was like, oh my God, I got to get back to that. Because I messed up, but now I'm like, oh man, I got to get back to that level. I was looking crazy, especially when the lighting is right and you take a picture like outside in the sun. You look crazy.
Especially when you've been working out for quite some, like I was working out from the age of 16 and then at 23 years old, that's when I started my cut. So those years leading up to my cut, all that muscle I had was there. It was just underneath the fat. So somebody that's been training in hypertrophy, like a muscle building with weights for like years, 5 years, let's say, he's got some muscle underneath that fat. So we just got to strip the fat off. That guy will look fucking diesel without the fat because he's been putting in the work, but we just got to get the fat off.
Yeah. Football. Yeah. That's almost every human being though, just depending on who they are. But genetics also plays a point in it too. Cause like how tall are you?
5'10".
Oh yeah. So we're about the same height, but if I was your weight, I'll look crazy. It's like, I could be 160.
I was just thinking that too, because I could just see your shoulders are even capped right now. Like you're built. Like you could just tell.
Yeah.
You look fucking sick. How much do you weigh?
201 right now.
Oh my God, bro. You look insane.
Yeah. I'm trust me. I have a guy that I work out with. He is considered a bodybuilder, but he's not a pro. And he cut 8 pounds and he showed me like a before and after. I'm like, man, you already good. But then when he started cutting down, I was like, whoa, like it looked crazy.
Yeah.
But then it's to stay there. So that's a whole different animal. But I was like, man, I got to do the same thing. But then I do know that there's times where it's okay, I want to build up a little bit. Okay, now I want to strip it down. Bulking season, cutting season. Yeah. Exactly. Now the summertime is coming. Okay, now it's cut. But it does take a surmountable amount of discipline, man. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why people fall off is because they don't lack that discipline. And it is so easy to quit. Like I'm talking about working out and eating right is the easiest thing to quit. Because number one, you're always uncomfortable. What human being always wants to be uncomfortable? And I tell myself this too. I'm like, the way I work out, I'm a different type of person. Like a lot of people try working out with me and never, ever come back. I'm talking like, I can't, like ever. I have one of the records, you know what I'm saying? Like for people I have one guy that probably kept up to me, but he was already big and he just got out of prison. And the prison workouts are different, but he hung. But then other than that, bro, it's been like, I'll come one time and then I'm just done. But then I cannot work out soft because the idea is to go in there and tear that muscle and like push, you know what I'm saying? So some people be like, how many sets do you do? I'm like, I have no idea. I really don't count the sets. I don't count the reps. I don't count anything. I'm just like, I'm just do it until I could get to 7 to 8 reps. So I keep increasing the weight until I can only do 7 to 8 reps. But honestly, sometimes I'm like, damn, I did this much weight and I did 15 reps. Wow. Then it's like, okay, put a little bit more. Okay, wow, I got 15 again. Okay, do a little bit more. Okay, man, now I got 10. All
right.
Do
you see that right there?
Yeah.
You took that. You pushed yourself. You could do that in the weight room. Most guys could do it in the weight room because it's easy, because most guys like pumping iron specifically in the chest. But you pushed yourself with that and your brain did what? It was like, oh, we could do more.
Yeah.
Oh, we could go more.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I was not this person, like not even a year ago. A lot of it is we have to your self-talk is everything during times of adversity.
Yeah.
So when you're about to cheat on your fucking diet, what do? Your thoughts cave. Because whenever you get bored, boredom leads to desires, which lead to vices.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is you have to stay in a positive state. We as humans only exist in positive or negative states. So the key is once you start to see your energy dip, you start to get tired during the day, you start to have that craving, you have to catch it and be like, okay, I'm existing in a negative state right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to bring myself into a positive state. Once you're in that positive state, you don't have any cravings. You only crave alcohol, drugs, food when you're in a low frequency state. That's all it is. So if you feel like having 5 guys and you bang out some burpees, you bang out sets of 10 for 3 rounds, you're going to elevate way past it and you're not even going to care. That right there is. And then as you're doing the burpees, you're like, yeah, I do this shit. I actually push past the cravings that I have because I control my mind. My mind does not control me. And you're telling yourself these narratives of positivity. Mm-hmm. And then over time of doing that, it's just repetition of doing that. You become a different person. So the person, it's the same reason why people think the things that are hurting them are normal. Like when I was like pretty chubby, I had love handles. I thought that was okay because my standards were here. But I had to get around people that were like, you're so much better than where the fuck you're at. You're operating at such a low level. That's why I love social media. And that's why you guys have to get around people that are going to call you the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because we look around and we're surrounded by just people that are like, you can come out with us and have a drink. You deserve it. You had a hard week of work. And it's no, because you're going to hurt yourself afterwards. We're just so in denial about it. There is no pleasure associated with drinking or eating fast food. There isn't. It's only linked to regret. And why do we do it? Because we are escaping our current self. You have to face your current self. That's what it is.
Yeah. And it's absolutely conditioning. And to be honest, bro, Like what you just said, basically, it's my whole philosophy of working out. What better discipline or control that I could have over my mind besides like putting my body in check? Because our body responds to us with everything that we do. Oh, this feels good. Oh, that hurts. Oh, this. Like our body is constantly champ hitting our brain. So it's like for you to sit there and control it and put it at ease and overcome those thoughts and overcome those desires and overcome that pain, you can almost do anything. And I told someone this. I was like, so look, you're basically an HR at a company, right? And so you are looking for people to hire and things like that. There's somebody that comes in that's 250 pounds, and then there's somebody that comes in that's 180 pounds and looks fit. Who are you gonna hire more than likely?
The guy that's fucking ripped, the guy that's in shape, the guy that's 180 pounds.
And answer me why.
Because you want to trust someone who's actually kept their own word. And you can't trust someone that continuously breaks someone who's fat and out of shape, they lie to themselves and they don't keep their promises. Therefore, it's very hard to trust them.
Damn. That's a good answer. That's actually one of the best answers I've ever heard, but I was not expecting trust. Because
This guy's
it's.
reliable. He shows up ripped. He's kept his word. It speaks for itself. You can't take it away from them. I
Nah,
could tell you on this and that, but if you see me with fucking abs and veins coming out of my arms, you know I did the fucking work.
Nah, that actually says a lot about that person. And I'm starting to see that the more I get in shape, the more people like gravitate towards me and want to talk to me and want to be around me. And I'm just like, wow. So if I operate at my
We all
best
know it.
self, I could attract higher
Exactly.
vibrations, a higher being. Like, bro,
Because we all know it.
it's like they could tell. So say I was at the gym and I saw an actor that was in one of my favorite shows ever, American Gods. Have you seen that?
No.
So American Gods is, I'm not even gonna explain it, but it's a dope show, right? So I see the main actor in the gym and he's right behind me and I look at him. I'm like, oh, I kind of like mess with him because he knows he's an actor. You know what I'm saying? Then I go up to him and I talk to him and we're talking. He stops working out. I stop working out. We're talking for 30 minutes, bro. And I'm sitting over here and we're talking about fitness, life, health, diet. He's from the UK. I'm from the US. We were talking about the difference between food in Europe, food in the USA, and how he prepped for his roles. And he was preparing for a role and he had to cut now the role. It's all kind of stuff, right? And I was thinking about, I was like, man, if I was out of shape, if I wasn't fit, if I wasn't who I am, would this guy even give me the time or day? He probably would have said, oh, hey, how you doing? All right, about to get back to my workout. But he, bro, I'm telling you, it was so surreal sitting there talking to somebody who I've watched for 30 hours, you know what I'm saying, on TV. This damn, we're actually having a real conversation. But it's this person has to be something like a different type of being or an elite type of thinker to even be where he's at. You know what I'm saying? So it's, let me converse with that person. If I was like stomach hanging out, hey, I heard you was on the show, he'll probably be like, oh man, get the fuck away from me. What can I talk about with you? You know what I'm saying? What type of thinker are you? How do you even feel about yourself?
How could I listen to you when you don't even listen to your fucking self?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And it's especially in America, bro. And I feel like the cultures that we're from, I'm sure they're probably intertwined, you know what I'm saying, in some kind of way, especially like Italians and blacks. So my mom is from Chicago and she tells me all the time, like, the Italian people were cool and love. It's like really no beef. It's all love. I go to get Italian beefs when I'm in Chicago. I go to New York. It's pretty much neck and neck. And it's in our cultures. Being big is like a thing, you know what I'm saying? It's, if you lose weight, people are gonna look at you like, oh, are you okay? What's
Bro,
going
I've
on?
literally gotten that. I've literally gotten that. And I'm like, oh my God, let me take my shirt off and show you if I look okay or not. Oh my God. It's like it's not normal. This shit, that's the scary part, bro. It's not even looked at as normal. If I bring my meal prep with me, people are gonna look at me like, bro, are you living life? I'm like, bro, I am living life. What are you doing? It's crazy. It's ass backwards.
Yeah, man. One thing that people can tell you quick is if you lost some weight, they're like, man, what's going on? Are you okay? Damn,
Oh
why are
my God.
you losing all this weight? Are
Why
you
don't you
fit?
ask me how I feel? I feel like that's the superficial part. It's, oh, I see you dropping weight. But like, why don't you ask me how I feel? Because I got up early today. I did my workout. I won all day today. If you would have asked, and then you show up looking fat, out of shape, and they're like, he's fine. Fucking crazy, bro.
Dog, for real, you could be fat and out of shape with a nice, some nice clothes
He's
on. People
chilling.
be like, oh yeah. Another thing that's like getting to me, bros, I see some people post before and after pictures, and it's so weird. Like, I'll read the comments and people, women will say, oh, I like the before better. And I'll be like, what? Or like, you're getting too big, or don't get like this, or oh, I like a little stomach. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Everybody has their own thing, but it's just, man, it's just crazy, bro. Like, perspectives and all of that. Because I'm thinking about it, like, why would the only reason why we like the well, opposite sex is because we want to attract somebody that we could procreate with, right? So a woman will look at you and she'll look at your genetics and be like, okay, I want those genetics in my body to produce another human being. How the hell can you look at somebody that's unhealthy and think that you're going to produce another human being that's going to be healthy at all whatsoever?
I'll tell you what I think the reason is. I think it's because it makes them feel, it's the same reason why when I go to a family event and they see me pull up looking just like them with the stomach hanging out, they're not threatened. They're not threatened by it. When I pull up and I'm looking ripped and I'm like, my energy's up here, I'm vibing high, and they're down here, they had a long day at work, they already had a couple beers, they had a Big Mac. Their energy's here. I am threatening the living shit out of them without me saying a word because of how my energy is. We all transmute energy even through video form. That's why I love Instagram, because I can transmute energy to people and they could be like, I like this guy. But when I pull up looking like that, they're actually being called to come up with me. Now, there's two types of people, I think. There's people that you make insecure or people that you're going to call up to come up with you. The correct people that I feel that you should be surrounded by are people that are going to come up with you and be like, I fucking love how you look. That's awesome that you're doing that. And the other people are going to be like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that? Come back to my level. Come back to here. And those are the people that are going to invite you out for drinks, tell you're looking weird, you're not living life to the fullest. And that's just, those are the two types of people I've came across, literally.
Yeah, man. I definitely feel, because I often intimidate people, bro. It's, oh man, you, how much can you bench press? And oh, this is that and the third and da da da
That
da
passive aggressive shit, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. I know, bro. I hear it.
Hey, bro, that
I'm
is
surrounded by
so
it.
annoying, bro. Like, I'll be like, ah, because it's definitely passive aggressive, especially when, oh man, back in the day, I used to be able to do this and do
Oh
that. And
God, don't.
oh my God, bro, especially like when I'm in the gym, bro. No, it was one time where I was super fucking irritated.
Those used to guys.
So I'm at the gym. Oh, and you know what? There was this one time that I was with somebody too, and it pissed him the fuck off. And it pissed me off, because me and my guy, he looks crazy. Absolutely fucking crazy. We've been working out together for 4 years. So I'm getting up there and we're at 24-hour fitness, we're bench pressing, and this one guy walks up and he's just, yeah, man, y'all gotta watch out pushing that heavy weight, man, because my shoulder ended up and we're looking at him like, bro, what the fuck does that have to do with me? Like, why are you even telling us this?
Was he even in good
What?
shape?
No. He did it,
Exactly.
bro. If I wasn't, no. It's like comparing a fucking infant baby to a teenage football player. And if you think I'm over exaggerating, I will show you after the show. I swear to God, bro. Matter of fact, I'm just going to show you after the show just so you could
Yeah,
understand
I
what I'm
want to
saying.
see.
But because, bro, it's like, why are you putting that negative stigma on us, bro? We're here trying to push ourselves to be better. Like, why are you giving this man advice anyway?
The
Just to
person
take
above
myself, huh?
never hate. The person above never hates on the person below them. Never ever.
Never. And it was like, you're trying to make it seem like you're giving us sound advice, but at the end of the day, you're really hating. I'm at the gym, I'm doing an incline bench press,
Exactly.
Oh, no, man, I can't do that, man. My shoulder, and now, man, my shoulder, man, I can't even do that, man. I messed up and this happened to me. And I'm like, bro, I don't really fucking care. What does this have to do with anything? If you're not giving me advice to help me with what I'm doing, telling me, hey, when you bench press, you want to move, have your back like this, chest out so you can use your lats, you want to push from here, then shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're not even in shape, I'm not even going to listen to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just not.
And this, bro, it is so irritating, man. I try not to complain about it, but it's just, come on, bro. Like, I have one guy. He's a Buddhist, actually. I'm not sure if he'll call himself a Buddhist, but he probably is. But, like, he always gives me, like, great advice. Like, if I'm working out, and he saw me using this new machine I never used, he was like, hey, bro, this is what you, can I give you? First, he was like this. Are you okay with me giving you some advice? I said, yes. You're a trainer. You train plenty of people here. Yes, of course. So what you want to do is take that weight off. You want to go all the way down. And then you want to bring yourself up. It's already heavy, so you don't have to really add much weight. But just try that. Do 15 reps. I did exactly what he told me to do. And I was like, oh, now I see what he's saying. You know what I mean?
It worked.
Yeah. It worked. But it's, if people aren't willing to do that to help you with your journey, it's like, you know, like, I don't even really want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? And when you're active, when you work out, well, you're one of a kind. That's going to happen. So I'm not like really that crazy goes back about
to,
it.
That goes back to our first point too. If you're not doing it, I'm not going to tell you how to lose 10 pounds when I didn't even lose 5. If I'm not doing it, I can't help you. I can't help CrossFit. I can't help people who want to get better at CrossFit. I don't like CrossFit. I don't care. Right. I can help you become dialed in with your habits, fucking ripped, and get you to reverse diet and put on size.
Yep.
And correct your mindset. That's it. Yep. That's my shit. That's my personal development. Some mindset, training, nutrition. That's it. I don't go up and say, oh, I could do that. I have a certain posture too, so I could also help with injuries. I don't go out of my zone of genius. I don't need to. Like, I've done it. It's worked. Here's what I can do for you. That's it.
Because I often get invited to this CrossFit gym. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like working out in groups. I don't really like being around people like that. I put my headphones on. I listen to really dark music. And then I just go hard at the gym. You know what I mean? I'm by myself. I had a partner before and that worked. But I like have, it's like the partner is way stronger than me. And that person has the energy where it's, I'm going to push you. You're going to push me and we're going to go hard. But other than that, it's
now you're going like, to come up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bro, you have, I'll show you. You absolutely have to. Like, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like it pushed me to want to do more weight when I was comfortable at the same weight. Because usually when people work out, they say, I'm just do the weight that I'm comfortable with and do some reps. But they're not like, you know what? I'm going to try to curl the 60s today, 60 pound dumbbells. Let's see if I could do it. And let's see if I could do the correct form. You know what I mean? And that's like the challenge, because it's more so if I'm working out to build muscle, that's what I have to do. It's not movement. It's more so like breaking down and building up, breaking down and building up.
Exactly. That's all it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. People overcomplicate this. It's like a solid routine, solid workout routine, solid meal plan. You're good to go. And then you have personal development actions that you do every day to keep you in line. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, but life is actually way more simple than we make it. But I feel like the reason why people think that it's hard is because they lack the discipline to stay consistent.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like there's too much information, too. We have an analytical issue instead of an application issue. You have to do the work. You know that, right? I could read 37 books, but if I don't absorb anything, I'm wasting my fucking time.
No, exactly. Exactly. But then it's just do the work and learn as you go as well. Yeah. You're not going to start off fucking perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people this all the time. I'm like, bro, if you see my first episode from my podcast versus like the ones I'm doing now, I changed. Okay, it was rough at first. I was just starting. Oh, no, I didn't have an intro. No, I didn't have good thumbnails. No, I didn't have this. I didn't have that. I didn't even have chapters. Right. I was like, oh my God, I have to learn. I have to put all of this stuff in here now. Okay, cool. Let me just go back. But at the end of the day, me starting is the reason why I knew exactly what to do and what I was lacking.
You just got to start.
Yeah, just got to start. Just got to keep going, because it's not like a, You're not going to get it all tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I
Right.
often tell people this, and this is one thing that I do like about people that work with people in that train, is because you're not working with the trainer to get a workout plan to, just, okay, go do this at the gym. You're working out with a trainer or somebody like me, right? To instill the mindset, the same exact mindset that kept me consistent for years. You know what I'm saying? Since I was a teenager, like, I have always been fit. I never been like, okay, I never had a story where it was like, yeah, man, I was 250 pounds and I cut down and not, I never had that, bro. Always been working out, did something. I can't even joke with people. Like, I put up a picture, right? And it was a guy that kind of had the same face as me, but he was like 300 pounds. And it was like, I was trolling. And I had that picture and then a picture of me at with my shirt off at the gym. And I was like, yeah, I was consistent. I made this happen, blah, blah, blah. And my friends had a field day with that. They were laughing so hard. They were like, when were you ever like that? I don't remember that. This dude, you know what I'm saying? And keep going, Sherm. Yeah, because I was basically like, just trolling. And, it's just like, damn, man, I don't understand how somebody could observe me and be like, I just don't get how they're just like, oh, I would probably rather work with somebody else that doesn't look like him because that person is this or that person is that. I'm like, you have to know the value that you are getting from working with people that have what you do not have. And it's
There you
like,
go.
yeah, it's like the ego, bro. Like, I work out with several pro bodybuilders. I'm talking about all kind of people, athletes, all of that. And when somebody tell me like, oh, I don't need a trainer, I'm like, okay, all right, cool. If you know it all, cool. Have you had this body before? No? Then why the hell don't you think that you need to deal with somebody
Shouldn't
that
you
has that
be there?
body?
Shouldn't you be there already if you're going to do it on your, haven't you been doing it on your own for the past fucking 6, 7, 8 years, your whole
Come
life?
on, man. Come on.
It's ego. It's
This
just pure ego.
it's crazy, man. It's crazy,
I see
but
it with dudes a lot. I'm a personal trainer and I'm also online coach too. But when I'm in the gym and I'm talking to guys, it's mostly guys. It's mostly guys. And yo, the longer I'm doing this, the less patience I'm actually getting with men. With Bro, I'm 24, but honestly, bro, I don't give a shit. I've done, like you said, I've done what you're trying to do. I'm a human being. What I've done, I can give to you. You want to be the guy that's, oh, you're 24, you haven't, shut the fuck. I don't even want you anyway. But I can give you exactly what I did. And that's where you just have to let go of your ego, because I was at a point where I was like, I don't need to count my calories. I don't need to understand my macros. I work out 6 days a week. I don't need help. And I look like garbage compared to what I look like now. I feel hell of a lot better than how I felt before. My life has completely changed. This tattoo, I always wanted a tattoo. I always wanted a tattoo. I've had this tattoo. I got it like 2 weeks ago. This personal development program that I talk about and I do every day has literally changed my life in the sense of I have gained more, so much confidence in myself. Because I've kept my word to myself, like I was saying earlier, I trust my decisions. I trust who I am because I've stacked wins every day. When you sleep in and you cheat on your diet, you can't trust yourself. That's why you give off shit energy. My relationship has significantly improved. Like, significantly. I was the person who hated himself. And those that don't reflect on who they are, they project onto others. So I was projecting all of that shit that I was not doing with myself onto my girlfriend. And I was killing my relationship. Eating late at night when I know I shouldn't do it, eating a bunch of food. I used to say stupid shit like, oh, I'm not a morning person. I can't get up early, or I can't go to sleep unless I have a full stomach. Do you know how bad that is for you? Like the things we say to ourselves. And now I'm like, oh my God, this has literally changed. Now I could do something like this. And I'm like, I fucking love this because I always wanted a tattoo. And I knew I had to, because most people, they start small and then they go, what's the other things? Now it's just being called to just get the fucking tat because Chris deserves it. And you'll start getting in your life what you know you deserve. That's the difference. I'm experiencing it. Like, you'll take what you deserve. And if you feel you deserve little, that's what you're gonna get.
Damn, I tell people you don't deserve shit. I'll be like, you don't
With their
deserve.
habits, yeah, with their
Yeah, like you
habits.
really, because some people are like, I deserve this, I deserve it. If you deserved it, you already have it. So I don't really want to hear it. It just depends on the context. Like, I deserve a man and I deserve this. I'm like, if you did, you would have it. Trust me.
Or my kid's not listening to me. I'm like, I wouldn't listen to you either.
Come on.
Like, you don't listen to yourself, clearly.
Man, that's
There's
why
no
I
way
got
you
to be
take the
on
shirt off
point.
and like that. Like,
Yeah, I have four kids, bro, and I was like, man, I don't want my kids to look up to another man and be like, because my sons and superheroes and stuff, I want them to look at daddy like a superhero. Like my
that.
daughter told me to today, Daddy, why is your muscle so big?
Oh,
You
I fucking
know?
know that.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
know what I'm
have kids, but
saying?
like, that'd be dope. I would love to do
What,
that. I would
bro?
love
Come on, man. There's nothing else like that. Because I want them to be like, my daddy is big. My daddy is strong. And I remember my oldest daughter and my nephew, they were going back and forth. They were like, my daughter was like, my daddy is big. And my nephew was like, no, my daddy is big. Because my brother, he's taller than me, but I'm bigger than him in weight. And I was like, can you guys stop? Your daddies are brothers. Calm down. But
really.
then it's like kids often do that. And I don't want nobody to look at my daughter's father, which is me, and be like, that's where you come from?
Right.
No, do you
You
know
guys are
how
part of you.
proud I am to show people my parents, bro?
Yep.
You
That's
know what I
it.
mean? Like the way my parents are, like, look at my parents. They're like, whoa. And you just have to keep that going, man. So,
These are
Chris, bro,
golden
this is,
boxes.
yeah, you have to, bro. You have to keep it going. Like, you want your daughters, never mind. I'm not going to say that. But you want, it's like, say if your daughter's an adult, you want your daughter's friends to be like, wow, your dad is handsome. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Fuck
that's
yeah. What
good.
are you gonna be ugly
Your
though?
dad is this. You have to, man. And then that's how you keep your woman on point, your spouse,
They
and your
respect.
kids.
Right.
Because you,
Exactly.
as the man, you're the leader of that household. So if you're not on point, everybody's gonna break away.
You slip, they fall.
Chris, man, this has been a great convo, man. I'm really gonna have to catch up with you when I get to New York and get a workout in me.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. We kill it. We kill it.
Yeah.
We're gonna get that in for sure. Thank you
Yeah,
for having
so
me, man.
man, no doubt, bro. This has been like a great conversation, like minds, because I'm like, man, I just got to release this inner pain that I got when it comes to dealing with certain people. Because obviously, man, I used to get so frustrated, but I'm like, okay, it's not just me. It's just
I'm right
how
there
the
with you,
world
bro.
is. It's just how
That's
the
why I
world
love
is.
this, though, because we need it. We need it so badly, especially now, especially with men. Like, we need it. We fucking need it more than
Yeah.
ever, I feel. And we're just getting started over here, so.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly. So, Chris, where can people find you?
Instagram, my first name, Chris, dot my last name, Caravosanos, Caravosanos. That's my Instagram. Chris Caravosanos is my Facebook. And you guys will see. I will every single day, you'll see a post and you'll see on my stories. I'm documenting my day. I'm hitting my non-negotiable habits. And that's what keeps me in alignment. It's my actions. You'll see it. It's the same thing every day.
Hell yeah, bro. Appreciate you, man. This has been wonderful, man. Catch up with you soon, brother.
Awesome, bro. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We hope you're leaving this episode feeling empowered. Remember, greatness is a choice. To stay updated on our latest content and continue sharpening your edge, hit that subscribe button. Let's keep grinding together. Remember to visit militantgrind.com.